We're here at the ASTA to CSS 2014 and Seed Expo. With me is Becky Langer. And Becky, what is your title with Bayer Crop Science?
I'm the head of the North American Bayer Bee Care Program.
All right. Well, one of the things I want to talk about was partnerships with FFA that is going to help get more young people into science and technology. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I have a real passion for the FFA. I'm an FFA alumni, and so I love to support them, love to interact with them. And so we believe these are the young minds are really going to be able to make some headway into this. They can get some sustainable solutions. And so we're sponsoring $50,000 to go towards grants, whether it be individual grants, chapter grants, or environmental grants that allow them to look at either apiculture individually. Maybe they develop a new way to test for the varroa mite or a management plan. Maybe they discover the best way to have forage, what the bees like best and how they're the healthiest. Or maybe it's together. Maybe it's that communication between the beekeeper and the grower. And so these grants will provide them some funds to be able to develop these projects over 2015 and help us arrive at some great solutions for pollinator health.
Well, that's really exciting. So you're specifically targeting this at bee health and helping bees thrive.
Yeah, so the individual grants will be very specific for apiculture. The environmental ones, we will advertise and promote the fact and give them some resources on how they can look at this. It'll go into a pool of money where the FFA will choose the best environmental chapter grants, but we'll really be educating them on ways they can do things that will benefit the pollinators on these projects if they so wish to propose that.
Well, how do people then go about proposing a project to be funded?
Mm-hmm. They would go through the FFA, so that would be their best resource. Check with their mentor in their FFA program, or the National FFA office will certainly have information for them. If they can't find the information there, they're welcome to contact me and I can get them in touch with the right person.
Well, here, Becky, at the ASTA CSS and Seed Expo, we continue to have a big focus on pollinators and pollinator health, and we even had a whole panel discussion on it yesterday. As far as you being the queen bee, that's what we call you. How do you feel about what you're seeing in the industry of stakeholders really taking ownership of this issue and doing something about it?
We are seeing stakeholders from all different walks of life taking ownership. I mentioned we've had people visiting the Bee Care Center that are 4-year-old to 80-year-old, and they're all stakeholders. You can't underestimate what age can educate different groups. And so we see a lot of homeschoolers coming in. They can develop their own curriculum on what they want to study, and so the field trips to the Bee Center. And just this week, I did an interview with a high school student doing her senior thesis for high school graduation on the pollinator health and wanting to look at the issues and help develop some of the solutions. So it's an emotional topic that's captivating the hearts of everyone, and it's only that way that we're all going to come together, get the best ideas on how to promote the pollinator health.
And the Bee Care Center is really great, and I would have to encourage everybody to go and visit it if they haven't, and I'm sure you would.
Absolutely. We invite anyone who's in the Raleigh, North Carolina area to come visit us at the Bee Care Center. It is open to the public. We just require an advance notice so we can put you on the visitor list so you can get by the security gate.
Thanks a lot, Becky. Here at the ASTA CSS 2014 and Seed Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.